The Falcon took the right angle turn into the climb like the finely tuned ship not everyone admitted she was. Han could see a circle of sunlight, their exit point far above. The blows of the energy spider continued to rain down on the cockpit viewport. And Han saw, finally, the effect of the monstrous creature's attacks were having on his beloved craft. None. No cracks had appeared on the transparasteel. The viewports were not being kicked free of their housing. Even without the shields operating, the Falcon was sustaining no damage. Something eased in Han's chest, like a Durasteel spring under tension suddenly snapping free. The Millennium Falcon shot out into sunlight toward the pallid pink sky above. Han rolled her over upright. Things were different than they had been 3 decades earlier. Han Solo wasn't a prisoner, running for his life from a creature far larger, far deadlier than he was. Behind the controls of the Falcon, he was the Falcon. As Han had once been nothing but a bit of food, the fearsome energy spider was nothing but a bit of trouble. 2 seconds later, Wedge's interceptor shot up from the shaft entrance and instantly leveled off in the Falcon's wake. Wedge brought his starfighter above the Falcon, remaining close for further laser fire attempts. The sensor board showed more starfighters and Lady Luck headed his way. Han grinned, happy as a little kid.
Wedge, break off.
What?
Break off. The situation's under control.
If you say so.
The interceptor climbed, dropping behind as it did so. Clearly to Wedge, break off meant be prepared to return at any moment and open fire. Han looked back. Drathen Forge had his arms around Alana, shielding her, though his eyes were as big and as frightened as hers, and fixed as hers were on the monster above.
Amelia!
Han's voice was now calm and strong enough that not only did the little girl grow quiet, but Leia gave her husband a curious look. Drathen, too, tore his gaze away from the unwanted passenger above.
Yes?
Alana replied.
We're going to be all right,
Han assured her. His voice was, even to his own ears, oddly calm. The energy spider heaved itself farther forward, even against the tremendous wind force generated by the Falcon's speedy passage through the air. Now it opened its mandibles. Bluish fluid sprayed from its mouth, splashing across the top part of the viewport. Han turned forward again. He sent the Falcon into a wide, easy loop back toward the shaft.
That's pure spice, Amelia. Notice the way it sparkles in the direct sunlight. It's being activated and used up.
Its legs are doing the same thing.
The little girl still sounded frightened, but she was finding some comfort in being analytical.
That's right. If it were to stay out in the sunlight for too long, I think it would probably die. Leia, stand by to reverse inertial compensators. Everybody, be prepared to get thrown into your restraints.
He raised his voice.
That means you too, R2, 3PO.
Us two what, sir?
Han decreased altitude, bringing the Falcon down to less than 30 meters above the surface. Range to the shaft closed to 1 kilometer. Half. 1/4. Han nodded at Leia, then brought up the repulsors and fired the reverse thrusters at power. The ship's rapid deceleration threw all four of them forward. They slammed into their restraints harder than they should have, Leia's reversal of the inertial compensator causing it to do just the opposite of what it was supposed to. Instead of cushioning their deceleration, easing the effects of Delta V, the compensators increased those effects. The energy spider flew off the cockpit as though it were a winged insect, arcing down to the dusty ground. It hit, rolling, kicking up a tremendous cloud of dust as it went, its legs thrashing. Then it rolled to a stop and righted itself, turning toward the Falcon. It wasn't unhurt. At least two of its legs were clearly broken, dangling uselessly, but it was obviously capable of continuing the fight.
Falcon, Rogue, I have 2 missiles left and I have a shot.
Han indicated by gesture for Leia to return the inertial compensator to normal mode. He set the Falcon on a slow climb, traveling backward while continuing to face the spider.
Negative on that, old buddy. Just let it go.
Understood.
The energy spider trotted forward a few meters. The sparkles beneath its glassy skin were bright now, sometimes eye-hurtingly intense. It peered up at the Millennium Falcon and rocked back and forth, seeming to gauge the leap. But it must have concluded that the distance was too great. It turned and and with one last look back, scrambled the 200 meters to the lip of the shaft. Then it was over the edge and gone into the darkness. Alana's voice was surprised.
You didn't kill it?
Han felt very tired and unexpectedly relieved.
That's right.
Why?
It was just hungry, sweetie. And yeah, it wouldn't have been a good thing for it to get us, because it would have killed us. But the spider's not evil. That's just its nature.
He turned the Falcon around, orienting toward the muster point for the operation.
You don't hate it anymore?
I guess not. Or Kessel, either. Come on up and sit on my lap. You can have your hands on the controls and help me with the landing.